Welcome to the Sailor and a Sex Worker podcast
with your hosts, Jack Dean and Whitney Blues.
Welcome, Alexa.
Thank you.
This is our third
attempt.
Third attempt in this. Oh, hang on. Let's make sure we're good on everything, though.
Yeah, is everything fucking plugged in?
Yeah, is my microphone plugged in?
It is. I can hear you.
Broadcaster, camera.
I think we're finally going to capture an Jackisms. Hang on. I think we're going to capture a good episode today.
Okay.
Alexa.
Starting off strong.
I'm sorry.
Her name is Alexa. How is that anyway, being named Alexa? Was it cool until 10 years ago?
I mean, I really like my name still, but it's very, very annoying sometimes.
Yeah. Do you go to a house and every time they say your name that Alexa?
Well, even when I'm here.
My house. Yeah.
All the time.
I have them all over the home. They're in every room.
Really?
Oh, Alexa is in every room of my house.
It happens all the time. It's more annoying when old guys think they're funny and I'm like, huh, never heard that one before.
Hey, Alexa.
What old guys are you hanging out with?
At the bar when I bartend.
Yeah, dude. Hey, Alexa.
At work every day of my life.
Alexa, pour me a drink.
Yeah,
it's annoying, but I still like my name.
Yes. I mean, I like your name.
Yeah.
You're the only Alexa I've ever met, actually.
I love that. I don't think I know anyone else named Alexa either.
I don't. Yeah, shit.
I mean,
I know Alexis.
Yes,
Alexis.
We know that. Jack gets it wrong every time.
No, I really don't know why it bothers me so much, but when anyone says Alexa or Alexia, I'm like, no.
I'm a corrector personally. My real name, people mispronounce my real name a lot. And I'm like, that's not it.
Yeah. I'll correct people for sure.
Yeah. You have to.
Yeah.
You have to stand up for yourself.
I didn't always though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I correct people on my last name because they spell it wrong every time.
Yeah, I mean, that's silent E.
It's a silent fucking E, dude. It's pronounced Dion, not Dean, motherfuckers. Thanks, Grandpa.
Wait, but you call yourself Jack Dean.
Yeah, I know. It's my name, Jack Dean.
Okay, but if you pronounce it, you pronounce it incorrectly.
No, Jack Dean with an E.
But you just said it's pronounced Dion.
It's supposed to be pronounced Dion, but it's not. It's Dean.
Okay.
Yeah, don't. Let's not get in. Let's not get in my last name conversation.
It's okay when he does it, but not when anyone else does.
I understand.
It.
No, when they spell my name, because in the military they always have to spell everything out. You know,
when
and
they spell
my name wrong, and I'm like, hey, I have to correct you.
Yeah.
Knife hand, hey, motherfucker,
knife
there's an
hand.
E at the end. Yeah, knife hand. When a young guy fucks up, you give him the knife hand.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude.
This is a thing.
Oh yeah.
Have you heard of this, Alexa?
No. What does that mean?
I don't. It's a knife hand.
Knife hand. You sit down and be like, hey, listen, dumb fuck. I told you to spell my name correctly and you didn't do it the first time. And now this is the third time I'm asking you. So why don't you fucking sit down and do it correctly?
Wow, okay, Jack, get upset.
I'm not getting upset.
Maynard's starting to tremble. You're freaking out the dog.
That's the military voice right there. That's military, Jack.
It's okay. It's okay.
Sorry, Maine.
You scared my dog. My dog's a pussy. It's okay.
But he's cute.
He is cute. He's cuter than I sometimes forget how cute he is. I think we talked about that recently.
We did.
Puppy. I was like, Maynard's cuter than I remember.
I know. I was I forgot how cute he was.
Because
I hadn't seen him in a while.
And then, here, you want the chair?
Give him the chair.
Okay.
There you go, Maynard.
So last time you were here, we did talk about farting.
Oh, yeah. My favorite.
Yeah, you two are some of the belchiest girls I've ever met. I was only with you all for one day in Mexico, and I was like, okay.
Oh, my God.
I need a gig. My grandma would be turning over a grave right now.
We're gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you guys, don't you get paid to be gross?
Yeah, definitely.
Burping?
Yes. People have paid to watch Alexa and I burp. People pay to watch me burp. But people are always asking me if I for fart videos. And I'm just like, I can't fart.
I can't either. Not the way that I can burp.
Oh, I can make myself.
You guys are gassy women like that?
Well, no. I mean, burps are technically gassy.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yes,
it just comes out. You're not good at the other end.
We're both gassy. But we're gassy in the way that it's like a burp and not a fart.
Oh.
Just not a farter.
Yeah, me either.
I have siblings who are farters and they're farters, man. They can fart.
Do you remember in Mexico?
Which part?
When we were walking out the door and I literally turned around and I was like, did you? And you were like, yep.
I fart. Oh, yeah, I farted in front of you. Okay.
Yeah, but
first of all, I had an audible fart for pretty much the first.
The fuck's an audible fart?
Meaning you could hear it.
Oh.
Audible.
Yeah, because, sometimes they're silent.
But
yeah, they're always silent for me. That's the.
Mine are silent a lot, too.
So this is the problem. If I could fart audible, don't get me wrong. Of course I fart. Everyone farts. But but I fart silently. So people are trying to buy videos where I'm like, you know, farting. And I can't do that because I'm like, my butt doesn't make that noise. But we were in Mexico and it was like, poop. And she was like, and I was like, yeah.
Something to get excited about, yeah, I guess.
Like, that's our friendship. Like, we were like, yes.
She's like, oh my God, you've never heard me fart before. And I was like, I don't think I have.
First of all, there's only like three people in the world who have heard me fart. You're the third. No, my girlfriend, Rachel, I know she remembers if she listens to this podcast. I was throwing up outside of a car one time and I farted at the same time. And she was like, did you just fart? And I was like, I did. We got so excited. I didn't even care that I was puking anymore.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
The young days.
You ever like fart one time and you accidentally like shit yourself?
No, that's actually never happened to me.
Okay. It's called sharding.
Sharding. Yeah.
Have you?
That's a yes.
That maybe.
He was about to be like, oh, have I? Have
maybe. I don't know.
100%.
Yeah. It happens, you know. You're at a bar, you're drinking, and you feel one coming out, and you're just like, oh, it's only a fart, and it's not.
I think that only happens to boys.
I think so, too.
I know. Well,
did you have to throw your underwear away?
No, I just went home.
You just went home?
After you sharted, that's the time to go, dude.
You just take the L on the night?
Yeah, that's the L. That's the like... That's beer Jesus telling you, like, hey, man, you're done for the night. Like, head on home.
That's beer fair.
Jesus?
Beer Jesus. Yeah. You know, Jesus who, like, drinks beers with you?
No, I mean, I never heard of this person.
It's pretty cool.
Okay. Is it like, it's not baby Jesus?
Baby Jesus. It's beer Jesus, you know? And he was, okay, like, you know, changing water into wine, getting all fucked up with his, like, apostles and shit.
So water into beer.
Water into beer. Got beer it. Into wine, whatever. Okay. Same thing.
But we did talk and I said, like, have you farted in front of boyfriends?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if I think it's going to be loud, I'm like, babe, listen to this.
Yeah, I wish.
But that's when you sometimes know, that's when it's you know not. You it. Sometimes it's not loud. And then I'm just like, never mind. I'm sorry for wasting your time.
But then they smell it.
I don't think my farts smell that bad.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm not going to bullshit anyone on that one. Like, if I do fart and it is silent, it's probably going to smell a little bit sometimes.
I think it depends on what I've eaten.
Okay, but here's a... First of all, these podcasts just go
right. What are you eating to make your farts seem like that?
They go in the toilet every time. I like the way my farts smell.
Everyone likes to smell their own stew, man.
What is that?
Everyone loves that smell their own stew for some reason. Isn't that weird?
Yes, but why?
I think it's because it came out of your own body. It's not as gross for some reason. I don't know.
But it comes out of someone else's body. You're like, fuck,
That's not entirely true, though. Like, I have had it. There was one boyfriend, we won't mention names, and I didn't mind his farts. Like, I was like, oh, hey.
Do I know who it was?
Yeah.
That's a little weird, but all right.
I'm kind of weird, though, when it comes to smells. Like, I like.
Oh, not me.
I like the armpits and stuff of the people if I'm into you and I like you,
The armpits is like,
I want to sniff your armpits and smell your farts and stuff. So gross. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah, what is
I don't want to like stick my face in your ass. Like, not like that.
That's what it sounds like you're trying to fucking do. Like, fart, babe, fart.
No. I'm going to regret so many of these episodes when I'm older.
Are you though?
No, probably not.
I think you'll be fine.
Yeah. Hey, remember back in the day and I did a podcast with some fucking crusty sailor named Jack? We talked about farts.
And shitting mostly. So, Alexa, you recently quit your job.
I did.
How's that feel for you? So you talk about it with us.
I didn't feel very great about it. Like, for the first 2 days, I was like, oh my God, what did I just do? And then as the days have been passing, I'm like, I'm going to get so much shit done. I'm going to focus on all the things I want to be focused on. Like, I feel really good about it now.
But you quit your job because you're doing a bit of a career change.
Right. I'm not just like quitting my job to do nothing.
But you're leaving the bar scene, which super proud of her. Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
To do what?
To tattoo and do permanent makeup.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a guinea pig on this Thursday. We're actually going to do my eyebrows. So excited. So
what? I want a tattoo.
I'll tattoo you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty fucking excited.
You need to fix my finger, dude. Shit. It's already fading.
Yeah. His finger.
Oh my God. Wow.
I know.
That was fast.
I don't think he went deep enough.
That's what she said. Congratulations on your career change, though. Are you like happy for it? Are you ready for it?
Yeah, I'm getting more excited about it. First, I was really nervous and I like kind of was at work last night because it's like one of my last shifts. And I was like, oh, my God, like kind of freaking out because it's just like what I've been doing for so long.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be good.
But it's one of those things, too. You live in this town and you've worked all over. If for some reason you absolutely had to get another bar job, you could in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Right. And I realized last night that, like, I don't want to.
No.
Like, I was getting ice in the back and I'm, like, scooping ice to, like, bring out. And I was like, I don't want to do this.
No.
Yeah. I was like, fuck that. So
I realized this about you a while ago. Like months ago, I was like, if you call me one more fucking time bitching about work.
But that's what friends are for. Well,
no, 100%. And that's why I was like, I think you should quit your job.
Yeah. Yes. I'm happy about it. The original panic has settled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone has that same fear. I've had that same fear.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, I've been doing this for 14 years and now I'm suddenly leaving.
Yeah.
Right. And also my boss at the tattoo shop has been like so supportive, and that also makes me feel good about it.
Yeah.
He's yeah. Nice. Cause he's been really, really great to me. So I'm like,
I unblocked you on Instagram.
Why'd you block him?
We'll talk about that later.
Okay. Sorry, dude.
He knows what he did. No, I'm just kidding. He didn't do anything. It was me. I think it's good. It's funny because you had messaged me when Jack and I were still in Mexico. You weren't quite there yet. And you were like, I want to talk, or I want to, do you have time? And I was like, do you want to vent or do you want my advice?
Right.
I'm trying to be a better friend and not just throw my advice at people, because usually my advice is not what they want to hear. Turns out, or not what you want to hear.
Well, there's like two situations. Like, sometimes I just need to vent and like be right. a brat for a second, and then I will like come to like logical like thinking. Realizations on my own.
Yes.
Sometimes I just need to bitch and complain for a second.
Yeah. And sometimes when you do that, I don't realize it, and I'm just like, you know what, that guy's a douche anyway. And you're
and
like,
I'm like, I know,
shut up, bitch.
I know.
Yeah. Yes.
But yeah.
So we talked, and when I was in Mexico, I was like, just quit your job, take the leap. You know what, guys? Sometimes if you're feeling a way, like, I need to change my life, if you take the leap and just jump, you're gonna force your, well, most people, I hope, are gonna force yourself to land on your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know that I will.
Michael Corleone.
Like, I'm sorry, what?
You ever watched The Godfather?
Oh, no.
No.
I mean, okay.
The scariest time to jump, and that's when you fucking jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're not willing to jump, then I just can't do business with you, my friend.
I got shoved. Like, I had
forced.
No, I literally was shoved. So I had stayed. I worked in the bar that I was at for almost a decade. And it was one of those things. I had really didn't like the job for the last like 3 years, and I wasn't paying any attention to their rules. But I wasn't going to leave either, because I had the schedule I wanted, even though I didn't like my job. I was making good money, and there was just no reason for me to go. And finally, the owner of the bar was like, you're fired. He was like, here's a severance
package.
He's
like Donald Trump thing, like, you're fired.
No, he cried. We both cried. I've worked there for a long time. And he was like, listen, I love you, I respect you, but I just don't think you're like right for this place anymore. And I was like, you're right. And he said, I'm going to offer you a severance package. This is before COVID. And I took this. I was like, okay, I want $10,000. And he was like, I'll give you $3,000. And I was like, I will take it. I took my $3,000 and I took my unemployment and I walked out that door, and my whole life changed. And I'm so fucking grateful that that happened, even though at the time I was like, holy shit, I just lost my job. This is crazy and scary. But I wasn't going to jump on my own. And now I look back and I'm like, jump, bitches, jump.
Yeah.
Jump. Yeah.
Yeah. Life's that's too why fucking I'm excited. Short.
Although, if I didn't get shoved, I wouldn't have got that $3,000. So
shit.
I guess I played my cards pretty cool.
Yeah. That's my thing, is like, ever since I started that job, I've had literally nothing but bad luck. And like,
that is the truth.
I'm like, that's my sign.
I think so.
Like, all of these things that I've been bitching and complaining about have happened since I started that job. And it's like, that's my sign.
Well, did it make you happy? Did it? If it doesn't make you happy, why fucking do it?
No, I think I just was like trying to force myself to like it, because I thought that that's what I should do. Cause it's like it's a good job. It's like, yeah. If you're a bartender, like, that's a good job, that everyone wants that job if you're going to be a career bartender, you know?
Right. And bartending in this town in San Diego area is it's good money. You make a hourly rate, you get great tips, and you typically, like, I think with that job, you get, benefits eventually.
Are you about to burp?
If I was full time.
It wasn't loud enough.
Oh,
okay. Don't worry. I'll rip it.
But yeah, just,
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I'm proud excited. Of you, dude. Good job.
I'm excited. I'm excited for job. Her, everything that's going to happen for Alexa going forward.
You can have my whole left thigh if you want.
I'm down.
Ooh. Yeah, tattoo me up.
Hell yeah.
I also was like, hey, if the shit hits the fan, I could sell your feet. I'm like, just come work for me. I have so many people who ask about her every day. They're like, can you get Alexa? obviously she doesn't show any of the fun stuff like I do, and she doesn't get all she doesn't get gross like I do. But if you were really hard up for money, I could make you a millionaire girlfriend.
Would you ever do it, Alexa?
Yeah.
Just like boobs though.
Just boobs.
Yeah.
Oh, guys like boobs.
Honestly, her tits are big and fun. Not gonna lie.
There's a big fun bag right there.
If you took my tits and made them enormous, it'd be yours.
Let me ask you, are they real?
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay, 100%
real. Yeah.
This is a no plastic surgery zone.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, I don't have plastic surgery. Well,
that we judge people with it. She and I don't have any.
No?
I got a nose stent.
What does that mean?
Oh, I broke my nose one time and they had to like fucking put like a stent in there.
So you have a permanent piece in your nose?
A little bit. It's like a plastic piece so I can breathe. Cool. I couldn't breathe out my left nostril for like 3 years.
I'm pretty sure that there's gaping holes in my nose from all the drugs I snorted.
Whoa. We don't do drugs on this podcast.
I used to. Okay. In fact, well, no, we're not going to talk about that here. I was like, it's my like 20-year anniversary of not doing that.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah. On New Year's.
Hell yeah.
Yep. 20 years sober.
Dude, are you doing Dry January?
Yeah, with you.
And me.
You're going to do it
are
too?
You doing it? Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You have one day planned that you're not going to.
I have one freebie.
One freebie for me too.
Yours is New Year's Day.
Well, no. Oh. No. It starts New Year's Day at 12 o'clock.
And then what's the other?
In the afternoon.
What's your other freebie?
16th. My buddy's doing a retirement ceremony. You want? I don't think you're gonna be here. Fuck.
I will be in Costa Rica.
Yeah, I was gonna ask if you wanted to come. I'm gonna be passing the flag.
My freebie is the 17th.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like one of my best friend's birthdays.
Okay.
Cool.
We're gonna go out in LA, so I feel like
if I'm gonna take a freebie, it will be like a beer in Costa Rica with my friends. But I don't think it's really necessary. I think this trip is gonna be more of like a mushroom type of situation.
I love that.
Yeah.
Don't stop. I'm jealous. She showed me the pictures, and I was like, "Fuck you."
I'm really excited to go back. It's
been going to a goddamn commune.
I'm going to a hippie commune in Costa Rica for the fourth time. And every time I go, I think to myself, what the fuck am I doing here?
I want to go to a hippie commune.
I'm scratching my body and showering in freezing cold water and there's no internet.
Oh my God.
And I'm sleeping and just like with lizards every time I go and I think, but I love it. And I keep going back.
I would be in fucking heaven,
dude. It's like, it's one of those things that I love and I hate, you know, like I'm just like, this is awesome for 24 hours.
Could you ever do that? Like, could you survive in nature?
I think
no.
I don't think you would like where I'm going.
I don't think I mean, could I do it?
Yes.
If I had to? Yes. But would I choose to do it? Probably not.
I think you would do what I did the first time I went was I spent two nights and then I said, okay, I'm getting an Airbnb. And I went and stayed in a hotel Airbnb situation by the water and had a pool.
Yeah. Like then, I would definitely do it for a night.
Yeah.
To like do it.
Every time I go back, I can make it a few more nights. So the most time I've ever spent in this place was like four nights and I'm scheduled to sleep five nights there.
But you're going to be with your friend.
Yeah. She lives there.
The last time you were alone.
No, she's lived there every time.
Oh
yeah, she's nice. Been there every single time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she set this whole deal up. Like, this is how.
What, she just set you up and was like, hey, come back to the commune?
No, a friend of mine that I met at a rave, this guy who sells matcha, like the tea. I was at this rave with my.
Hey, you want some matcha, dude?
So we're at the rave, me and my Belgian lover, who I like dosed on Molly, and he had never taken. He was all fucked up, and he had to like sit in my lap, and I was cradling him, we were watching the stars on the top of a mountain in Costa Rica, and this super hot like Indian man walks over, and he's like, "Do you guys want some matcha?" And I was like, "I want your phone number and some matcha."
Was it good?
Yeah, it was delicious, actually. And anyway, so we stayed in touch randomly.
Are you sure this wasn't the Molly speaking to you?
No, it was because this is what happened. So we kept in touch. And then about a year ago, he contacted me and he was like, hey, I'm in LA. Do you want to go on a helicopter ride? And I said, yeah, totally.
Catalina.
Random. No. So I go to this helicopter ride thinking I'm going. I don't know what I thought was happening. Turns out I drove in a three-wheeled car, a convertible car with three wheels on a freeway, like the 405. I was like, I'm going to fucking die. This thing is a shoe. And it was terrifying. He brings me the helicopter. We get in the helicopter. It's a three-seater. And this is his like 15th lesson. He's flying it. And it's a lesson. It's not a helicopter ride. It's a helicopter lesson that I was sitting in on. And he was he's very, very handsome, but he's much shorter than me. And I was like, what is happening right now? So we're friends.
Can they even reach the pedals?
Yes. Holy shit. Well, I don't know.
Is there pedals in an helicopter?
No, yeah, it's like
there's a pedal cyclothem collective on a helicopter.
Okay. It was a very cool experience. Anywho, yesterday he texted me and was like, hey, do you want to mule some matcha to Costa Rica? I need to bring it. You to go to LA, get this matcha and bring it to Costa Rica. And I said, yeah, when? And he's like, tomorrow. And I was like, well, that's kind of crazy. So I didn't say yes that, but I did look at some flights and then I realized JetBlue flies there. So anyway, I bought my own flights and I'm going on the 13th. That's how it happened. I'm not doing anything for him. He like piqued my curiosity. And
now you're going to go sit on a hippie commune for 5 days.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous, dude. I'm so fucking jealous. I want to go
eat mushrooms and hang out. Oh, my
I
want to
fucking go. I want to go. I want to fucking go.
Sloths.
Sloths, dude. Fucking sloths.
Have you ever seen a sloth in real life?
No.
Are you serious? They're fucking awesome. Cool.
Have you?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
They're so fucking
Where
cute.
Can I see one?
In Costa Rica.
Okay. Well, where else can I see one?
I got one thrown on me in Thailand, dude. It was awesome.
Wait, a sloth in Thailand?
Yeah, dude. We got off the bus and they just...
Really?
And they had a sloth there and they gave me the sloth and it was like on me. Like crawling on me, and I was like, oh my God.
Interesting.
And then she asked for like 20 baht.
Of course.
Yeah, you know, I was like, all right.
Isn't 20 baht like nothing?
Yeah, it's like a dollar.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably
it's like
yeah,
50 cents. I was gonna say. Here's 50 cents for the sloth.
I should know. I do have a bag full of Costa Rican money that I've been hoarding.
What do they use in Costa Rica?
The colone.
Oh.
Okay.
That's the name of their...
Is that the name of their funny money?
That's their money. Mm-hmm. Colones.
Yeah. Funny money.
Colones.
Colones.
Yeah, they're a little difficult to understand. It's like the mil, like 6 mil is less than 1,000.
Really?
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Have you been to Costa Rica yet?
Me, no.
She did not visit me there.
Are you going to go?
This time, no.
But eventually.
Are you ever
eventually.
Gonna go?
Yeah, eventually, probably.
Where have you all traveled to anyways?
Just
Mexico?
Yeah, right?
I've been to Mexico. I've been to Europe.
But not with me. But yeah, she's done some stuff without me.
What part of Europe?
I went to Italy. Oh, I went to France. I went to Holland.
You know what's funny is whenever I think of Italy, I think of you telling me stories about walking around in high heels on stairs.
Me?
Yeah. You were like, I went to Italy and I was wearing high heels and there was a ton of stairs. That's you, right?
No, that was definitely not me. Oh. I don't wear high heels.
Okay, well, this is my...
Not according to your Instagram.
My brain.
What?
I just saw your shit. You had those boots on, dude. Those boots were made for walking.
Boots are not high heels.
What? They had the heel on them.
That's a platform.
Okay. I don't know, man. You know what? Never mind. Let me just shut my mouth about women's fashion right now.
No, tell us more. Tell us more about women's fashion.
I don't know. I like yoga pants. About it.
Oh, God.
And jeggings.
Ew.
Wait, what?
Jeggings? No.
The jeans that look like
yoga pants? No.
Anything yoga pants?
No.
Yeah, dude.
Jack, no.
Oh, well, I guess not.
Jeggings are cheap.
Is that I don't know.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I wore jeggings in 2000.
I'm wearing old.
Oh yeah, me too.
100%.
But I would never wear them again.
No.
No. Really?
No.
Wow.
They're out.
But whoever made the yoga pants deserves like a Nobel Peace Prize. I love that, man.
I can agree on that because yeah.
Holy shit, it changed all of our lives.
I live in them.
Yeah.
I don't like.
But do you call them yoga pants still?
No, I call them leggings.
Yeah, me too.
Well, when I was growing up and they came out, when the girls stopped wearing the jeans, the tight jeans from like Abercrombie and all that other dumb shit. And
to me, like yoga pants are like the old Victoria's Secret ones that like had like the fold over with like the rhinestones on them.
Okay, I did love those.
Do you remember those?
Oh, yes. I loved a fold over.
That was like, that's what I think of when I think of yoga pants.
Okay. Yeah.
Really?
I can get behind
that.
I don't know. They all look the same to me.
Just anything that's tight on the ass.
Yes.
And the thigh.
Yes. That's awesome.
I wear baggy jeans every day.
You just wear giant clothing all the time. That's your thing.
I know.
She's actually a tiny person. We fit into each other's clothes.
No, you're...
Ooh, Jack, where are you going with this?
5'4", right?
Me?
Yeah, you're tiny.
Sorry.
You mean height? You mean height-wise, right?
I'm 5 foot.
She's a 5 footer. Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say... I don't know what I thought you were going to say.
Oh, wow.
I thought you were going to say she's thick or something. And I'm
her ass is thick. Nope, I'm not going to say that, dude.
But her waist is tiny. No, it's not surprising because when I see your body, let's talk about your body for a second. When I see your body, I'm like, there's no way your pants will fit me because you have such a big ass. And then I put your shit on and I'm like, it's super tight because... we're just shaped differently.
We're just shaped so different.
But we fit the same size.
But we like weigh the same.
Correct. I'm just 6 or 7. I'm 7 inches taller. 7.5 inches taller than you.
Wait, Whitney just weighed herself right now.
Yeah, I weigh 118.
Me too. Yeah.
She a thickum.
I'm like this string bean, but there's just something. We fit the same shit. It's crazy. It makes no sense. I can't comprehend it.
Yeah, I know, it's like, funny.
So you went over to her house today and like wore the same clothes or just trying them out?
Well, I was cleaning out my closet.
Oh yeah.
Which means I had a
How was that?
A disaster.
Oh.
Oh my God, but we're getting there. But you know what gets worse before it gets better?
It has to get worse before it gets
better. Yeah.
Is that what I'm smelling? I'm like, what is that?
It's the same.
It's the Fireball.
Oh, you're drinking. Where the fuck did you get Fireball?
I bought some.
I would like some.
Oh, you?
You just said,
like, I'm just like drinking wine now and I can't do your seltzers anymore because of Mexico.
That's not a seltzer.
That is not a seltzer.
Well, I mean, it's liquor. I mean, we were shooting tequila for fucking 7 days straight.
That doesn't count. First of all, the tequila in Mexico was weak. Tequila.
So fucking
I went
good.
Out last night and had 5 shots and was sh-wasted.
Yeah, you were.
Sh-wasted.
Dude, I blacked out after 2 drinks the other night.
Yeah, crazy.
Well, no Fireball for you.
It was
you
not one? A good look
I'll
for
take,
me.
I'll take a sip-a-rooney.
A sip-a-rooney? You want a little nip-nip?
Mr. Silver Fox and his boyfriend had to deal with a lot of me last night.
Oh.
A lot.
I saw them earlier before I came here.
You know what's funny is normally when you get really drunk, I know because I see it on your Instagram, but I didn't see anything last night. So when you told me you were hungover today, I was like, what did you do last night?
I walked in the bar. She's talking to these two firefighters. Dude is fucking mustached out, gigantic. And I'm
made
like,
out with him.
Yeah, he's looking at me and I'm like, hey, what's up, man? And like his other friends talking to me, he's like,
he was
what
like
is
6'3"?
Yeah, he was
four.
Huge. And he was like, looking at me, I was like, hey, man, I'm her brother, dude. So,
oh, yeah, with Jack.
I was like, it's my brother. Damn, was a gigantic of a man.
Gigantic.
Like, huge.
So he told me, oh my God, he told me his whole life story. He's like, I grew up in the.
Oh, there we go. There's number one. 30 minutes in.
I know. Wait, 30? Oh my gosh. No, he told me his whole life story. He had a bunch of tragedies, foster care, whatever. And then he's like, do you want to take a walk with me? And I was like, okay.
That's where you went?
So we walked around the block.
Oh, nice.
And we held hands and walked around the block. And I'm like, I'm pretty drunk. And I was like, what are we even doing? And then I pulled him over and we made out up against a wall. And I was like, ooh, this is fun. And then when I went back into the bar, he started dancing with someone else. And I was just like, bye.
Yeah.
And I called an Uber and went home. I got home at 11:59. I was Cinderella. And it was perfect.
I love that.
Yeah. But I stayed up till 3 talking to Mr. Silver Fox.
Yeah. So. I had a nice, calm, collective night. I just went home.
No, you did not, Jack. I have to this moment. I haven't even
listened
to them.
Wait, she showed me.
I have 7 voice messages. Oh, I was like, what's on my phone? Guys, I'd just like to announce that I don't have chlamydia, gonorrhea, or AIDS.
Nice. We can discuss those voice messages on June 21st, 2024.
Okay, I won't play them, but I will say I have 4 unlistened to voice messages from Jack last night. And they're like, one of them's 1 minute long. One's 1:30. You sent me so many messages. Jack had an interesting evening. So
alcohol is a hell of a drug.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, speaking of, cheers.
Cheers. Oh.
I'm not taking the whole thing, though.
I mean, do whatever you want.
I know. I just have to work and I don't want to.
I thought you said you're going to call out.
I ordered a piece of fried chicken. I didn't order it. I have a piece of fried chicken waiting for me for after this podcast. Cheers, guys.
Just one piece?
Yeah. I ate the other one
already. Wait a minute. You're going to leave on Sunday, right?
Huh?
Like, would you call out right now? I'm just wondering. Like, what's your approach to this? You're already leaving the fucking job.
I know.
Do you want to work your last 2 shifts?
No.
Then fucking don't do it, dude. As a civilian, my last 2 shifts, I didn't even show up. I told them to fuck off. Also, I was leaving in the military, so I didn't.
I know. And you know what's funny is my coworkers are like, just don't show up. And I'm like, you guys are the best.
Yeah, I mean, just don't fucking
go
in. First
of all, they're going to make more money if you don't show up.
I know. I just feel bad.
Why would you feel bad? Fuck that.
I don't know.
Don't
and then
they overstaff anyway?
Yes.
So then fuck them.
All right.
Fuck them. No, don't even call them.
I'm going to see if anyone will take my shit.
No, don't even. What? No.
No, because then. No, honestly, no. Do everyone a favor that's working and don't do anything.
Just don't do anything. Just sit here, relax.
Do you need this? Okay, first of all, you've only worked in this job for what, 4 months?
Yeah.
So you don't need their recommendation. You would never even put them on your resume because you still work at that other job through this time period.
But what if I want to go back in there?
What do you mean then go back in there
as a
customer?
Yeah. First of all,
please. Hell
who
yeah.
even cares? Because I got fired from that bar and still walked in there every time.
All right. Well, I'll think about it and we'll decide at the end of the podcast.
I'm such a shitty influence. I'm like, quit your job. Don't
know,
even
like,
no
do
call,
it,
no
do
show.
It, do
fuck
it,
up.
Do
burn
it, do
the
it.
Bridge. I don't know. there are so few places that I've failed, like filled my notice. I worked for Hilton for many years. And when I left there, I did fulfill my notice only because I worked there for 5 years. I was employee of the year. Yes, I was. But
you're what? Employee of the year of Hilton?
I was employee of the year at the Hilton.
You had to do clean rooms?
No, I was the manager of the bar. I ran the bar.
Oh.
I was a bartender forever, Jack. I never, I mean, don't get me wrong. I was also a housekeeper, but for Airbnb. And that was because I managed the properties. No, but when I left, I was like, I'm throwing a going away party for myself after 5 years. I invited all my regulars and I was like, guys, I'm moving to Hawaii tomorrow. Come in for my last shift. I fucking made $5,000 on my last shift. Everyone came in and was like, here's our money. We love you. Thank you for being our bartender for the last 5 years.
That's so awesome.
If you're in that scenario, it makes sense to finish your notice. But if you worked at a place for 4 months and you kind of think they're dicks, fucking right. Peace out. Can I touch your face?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I got it. It's an eyelash.
Thanks.
Ooh, nice.
It's a fake eyelash. But do you want to make a wish? Oh,
does it count if it's fake?
Yeah, make a wish.
Why'd you make a wish?
What?
Okay.
What?
I made a really good wish.
Yes.
What was your wish? You're going to call to work tonight?
I can't tell you.
If you say it doesn't come true, Jack, you don't know about the eyelash wishes?
No, what the fuck is that, dude? I know like 11-11 and like she and just
no.
Like,
no, it's like if you have like a little eyelash and you like make a wish on it.
You, someone
it's
will
like
say,
a birthday candle.
Yeah, and then you blow it off your finger and make a wish. Do you do that with the dandelions?
I used to when I was a kid.
Okay, yeah, okay. So you got to
like make a wish.
Oh. Yeah, and if you blow all the pieces off in one blow, you get your wish, supposedly.
It never worked out.
No, well, because these lungs. They're better at sucking than blowing. I'll tell you why. I never get all the things off.
So did you guys have to make any more crazy content when I left? Or no? Besides slapping each other with tortillas again, which was
weird. That was just because we wanted to, yeah.
I was a hot mess for that. Did we do content while you were there?
A little, yeah.
My brain isn't working, so tell me.
Yeah, we did. A little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Actually, we did. So my Mexican boyfriend was over. We took him out for dinner, which was so cute. We had like a waterfront dinner.
It was so cute.
Honestly, it was so cute. Him and I had sex upstairs on the roof, and Alexa just like graciously gave us the roof. And then after that, I was like, let's go for dinner. And we went out.
She had a hammock up there?
Yeah. We did. It was awesome. And then we went out for dinner, and we sat at the water. We sat like on the beach in the water.
Like literally on the water.
Really? And the meal was so good. And then remember how he tried to get his wallet?
Yeah, it was really cute.
Oh, I just love him. He's so adorable.
Yeah, it was cute.
Like, I was like, this is my treat. But the fact that he tried to pull his wallet out, and I was like, motherfucking respect. Like,
we like that.
Oh, I love that. Like, yeah. It was 100% my idea.
I bought y'all fucking dinner the first night.
Jack, this doesn't count.
You don't count.
You and I were working on a system of you pay, I pay.
You know what I mean?
Like, I invited this man out to dinner with Alexa and I. And he did a really cute little reach for his wallet, even though I was like, no, you're not paying.
Right.
But it was cute. It was just like, it was the thought that counted, you know?
He was a good dude. I liked him.
I just love, he's the best.
All those bruises on his neck.
You know what was funny is he was like, can you guys talk slower when I'm here?
Yeah, because the two of us.
Because we're just like.
Well, because when I speak with him, I put on my accent. First of all, guys.
Yeah, you know, slow accent.
I have an accent when I talk. When I'm in a Spanish speaking country, I speak with a Spanish accent.
Oh, I know.
I don't know why. Because I think living in Costa Rica, like it just, if I'm around everyone who speaks Spanish as their first language, I put on the Spanish accent on my English.
Really? I never noticed it.
Really?
Really? No. I'm shocked because it's thick.
Then again, I'm trying to
I speak in a completely different way. Don't you think?
Yeah. I do think that. Yeah, sure.
Definitely. Because I want to be understandable. I don't know why. I do this when I'm anywhere, though. If I'm in New York for like a week, I've got a New York accent.
Oh, you should hear me when I come back from New York.
I noticed. I did in Australia.
Did you pick up an accent?
We picked up the Australian accent. We all came back to the bar like, oh, mate. Yep. Cunt. Yep. Alligator. Huh, crocodile. Yep. Oop, Crocodile Dundee. And we're all like, fuck, dude, this sucks. Like, we need to get rid of this because it just sounds so funny.
Yeah. I don't mind having an accent. I like it. I think people understand me. But when I speak with him alone, I'm so slow. And the two of us together, he was like.
Yeah. He was like, can you slow down? I was like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Okay. But the point was that we, after dinner, we get back to the house. It was tiny.
There Damn it.
Excuse both of you.
Just wait. We refuse to excuse ourselves. No. And I was like, hey, we have to do this video. And
excuse you.
And I put the phone on the floor. And the video concept was you and I were stepping on this man's face.
Yes.
And abusing him. And laughing at him, I think, was basically the thing. It was just like 5 minutes of the two of us.
Stomping on a phone?
Stepping on him. Well, I mean, it's a POV video, meaning so like he's the guy watching it is like, you know, it's from his eyes.
Okay.
And so we put the camera, we placed the camera on the on the floor, and then we both were stepping on it and wiping our feet on it and telling him he's like a fucking doormat. And meanwhile, like, Mexican boyfriend is just sitting on the couch.
Yeah, he's just sitting there.
Kind of like giggling to himself.
It is pretty funny to listen to at first when you like first witness it. You're just like, what the fuck?
This was on the more innocent side. Jack, yeah. You heard some fucked up shit. Honestly, I don't even think we should release the last episode we talked about because I'm like, it's too fucked up.
So fucked up.
It's
dude.
Bad.
Oh my God.
Alexa did also witness some of that when we were walking around the streets.
Oh my God. I'm just like walking around, like minding my own business. And she's just like voice texting. We're walking through the street. She's like, whatever she's saying. And I'm just.
What was I saying?
I can't repeat that.
Very, very naughty shit. That's what you were saying. Even me, I was like, damn, dude. Okay, holy shit.
I just have to say that the people who request that stuff pay way more. And I like to think that I'm fulfilling a fantasy that they're not going to try to act out. I don't know. Like, am I wrong for doing that kind of stuff?
No.
I mean, it's not real. People,
I know it's not real.
But think about it. Like, people are in movies and, like, act, like, really fucked up shit.
Right. I mean, they act out rape and stuff in movies.
Right. And it's, like...
I mean, also...
It's all an act.
In that particular day, I was role-play raping myself. So, like...
How do you even do that?
I was the one being raped. So I just was like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're dragging me to this warehouse. Like, I... It was weird.
Have you any, like, other weird requests? Like, has anyone like hit you up offline from?
Oh gosh, not like that many people hit me up.
You don't even check your DMs. I bet you have a fucking thousand.
I messaged you like a month ago, and then you responded, and I was like, this was like fucking 2 weeks ago.
Okay, first of all, the DMs on Instagram are hard to keep up with.
Yeah. Well, also, it's like
follow Jack, guys, follow him.
If I get a bunch of story replies, like they do fall deep down into the depths. And it's also hard. I don't check my message requests, which if I don't follow you back, then they go into the requests. And I check those every now and again, and I'm like, I giggle about them like every 3 months.
I wish I was better about it. I just don't have the time. Today I did some today.
Did you?
Yeah, well, I was cleaning out my closet.
Yeah, well, she cleaned the closet. I went through my whole request folder.
Yeah, because I'll send you some messages, but they're like funny. I'm like, hey, can you check this out?
Yeah.
That's what I send on Instagram.
But people aren't saying like, hey Alexa, take off your pants or anything like that.
I get like a few feet like DMs. Okay. Like stuff about my feet, but I always cover my feet. If I post anything of my own, like I block out my toes,
honestly.
You're like trying to protect investment.
She's got good toes and feet. You just never have good pedicures. I'm gonna call you the fuck out, bitch. You get your toes done like what, 3 times a year?
I'm getting a pedicure tomorrow.
Like, it's desperate,
dude. I haven't had one in like fucking 3 years.
Do you want to go tomorrow?
Are you inviting me?
Yeah.
Where at?
Well, I can't say. You know what's funny?
The Thai girls. When it comes to the toes,
I called today because I wanted to go today, and the lady answered the phone, and she was like, "Oh, Alexa, Angie's not here today. Do you want to come tomorrow? Angie does your nails, right?" Like, they know me.
Oh, they know.
They're like, because no one else wants to do my nails.
I wouldn't want to do your nails.
Why? Are you like really picky about your nails?
Yeah.
Who isn't? Well, sorry.
But that's why I love Angie, because Angie doesn't think I'm picky.
I guess I'm only picky about my nails. I don't like long fingernails. That's it.
Yeah, on a man.
Yeah, I think that's weird.
Obviously.
I've watched guys like grow out their pinky one, and I'm like, that is so fucking weird.
Men with long nails, unless you're on like the queer spectrum, that's cool. Or if you're doing like the painted nails thing,
yeah,
like just like a regular straight hetero man who's like, look at my long nails.
You know what's worse is if you notice that their fingernails are dirty.
No,
you're like,
no, I hate dirty fingernails. Pass. Man, my mama told me good on that. She was like, clean your fucking nails.
Yeah, no, that's gross.
Yeah, look, I got no dirt
in
my nails.
No, that's a red flag if you have dirty fingernails.
Really?
I agree. Yeah.
Perfect.
100%.
So when I was working at maintenance a lot, I used to have always dirty fingernails. Well, it sucked.
I want to get fingered.
You don't want some grease and like oil
dirty ass
and
fingers inside me. Like,
No.
In fact, if I'm hooking up with a guy and we get back to my house, if I pick him up,
make him wash his hands.
Oh, I'm like, wash your hands.
Wait, I've literally done that. Or I'm like, are your hands clean?
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know. And I'm like, go wash your hands.
Go wash them.
Go wash them.
Rinse his dick too.
Yeah, absolutely. If he's uncircumcised, you're cleaning your penis before it goes anywhere.
Ha! So it's better when they're not uncircumcised.
No, I fucking knew it.
That's what exactly you just said. Yes, that's it. You said if you are uncircumcised, you need to clean your fucking dick because you have stink dick.
Jack.
I win this argument.
Can you pull it together for
one
second?
I just got really excited on that
part. I know
part.
You did. And I know you got excited. I appreciate your excitement. I didn't say it's better. I just said give it a rinse.
Yeah, she just said if.
Just give it a rinse. Just give it a rinse. If it's an uncircumcised dick, it's not even that it stinks. It's just that I don't know what's in there. So just give it a rinse. Wash your dick.
Stankness.
I'm going to take a little minute for myself because I got a vagina, which has folds. Okay. Yeah. So like we might as well be uncircumcised penises. Get the fuck real, Jack.
These
things are folded up like envelopes. There's multiple, and it's like two envelopes inside of an envelope.
Three envelopes.
It's paper. I mean, it's not paper. That's weird. Okay, it's not paper. Whatever. It's folded.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'd rather have an uncircumcised penis than a vagina right now. Like, that's just my point of view.
Jack.
I'm sorry. You would rather have an uncircumcised penis than a vagina? You just said those words.
Yeah. I think dicks are cool. I like having a dick.
You mean, like, personally, he thinks not dicks like are cool. He wants to take one.
He said he likes dicks.
I didn't say I like dicks.
It sounds like you're gay right now.
He said dicks are cool.
I would have edited that part out.
Oh my gosh, I'm dying. I'm just saying, the way that a dick can get gross, a pussy can too.
Oh, I know.
Right. So, back to what I'm saying, I don't think an uncircumcised penis is less great than a I think it's better, personally. I prefer it.
Alexa?
Do you have a preference?
I don't.
But you like both?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I like an uncircumcised one.
But if it's gross, it's gross. Like that's gross, you know what I mean? Like it doesn't matter if it's uncircumcised or circumcised. Mm-hmm. If it's gross, it's gross. Yes.
But like you smell it.
Just if it's gross, it's gross.
Yeah.
I've been told I have a pretty wiener.
Oh God.
I love that for you.
I'm very happy about that. It's like my one good attribute to society is I have a pretty wiener.
That you have a pretty wiener.
Yep. Thanks, Mom. Dad.
Speaking of wieners,
your mom told you that?
Maynard.
No.
Oh. I haven't seen the dog in a while. My dog gets boners.
He does.
All the time. Yeah, no, I like the uncircumcised ones because I feel like those guys fuck.
Oh.
Like they are more
I can
passionate.
See that. I can see that, honestly.
It's like better sex for me.
Yeah, because they don't have the skin over it. They have that skin over it.
Because of the skin, when you are fucking them, there's like a better movement. Like you don't even need
a fucking scientist, don't you?
You kind of don't even need to be as wet for it to feel really good because the dick just like moves within itself.
I feel like I haven't like experienced that many uncircumcised.
Travel in Europe, honey. And Mexico.
That's surprising too, because Mexicans, I'm surprised about that.
What do you mean? A lot of them are uncircumcised.
Yeah, but they're Catholic and
shit. Was homeboy? You don't know?
I could review the tapes. I think he's circumcised. I don't know. His dick was hard like the whole time I dealt with him.
Hmm.
You can't tell when it's hard.
28-year-old young buck. What was his name again?
We're not going to say his name.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I'm just going to call him Hickey Boy because that dude, he had so many hickeys on his fucking
neck.
She
saw them.
I know. You know what's funny is we passed by him one time and then she was like, did you see? And I was like, no. And then we passed by again. She's like, did you see? I'm like, obviously, I looked the second time.
I know. I was leaving. I was letting him in the apartment.
Did you see them too?
Oh my God.
It was his whole side
of
his
whole fucking side of his neck. Like karate shot by fucking Chuck Norris, dude. Bam.
I mean, I did a nice straight line from like
jawline. No, you did not, man.
It
looked like a fucking vampire sucked all the fucking blood out of him. It was crazy.
He asked me to mark him.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Alexa, has anyone ever asked you to mark them?
No.
Have you been marked?
Like, not since I was like
junior,
a little younger.
Yeah. What it was a little younger.
I mean, first of all, also, I lost my virginity when I was 21.
What? No. Wait,
yes.
What?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Why would I lie about that?
This is crazy.
It's not something to brag about.
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't lie about that.
Wow.
Jack, I'm serious.
She made up for last time. What's your body count? I'm just kidding.
I was about to tell you, too.
Oh, my God. Really? What is it?
Like, it's not that high. Like, 50?
Okay. That's pretty good. For considering you're 29.
At 21, yeah.
Slut.
No, yeah.
I didn't. Two long-term relationships, so we're talking.
You went down, dude, huh?
Well,
as soon as that shirt got popped, you're like, oh, I like this.
Yeah, but like when I was like, I don't know, like before I was 21, like I would like make out with guys and like it's different than like when you're not having sex, like you would like get a hickey.
It's called necking.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Not necking. Necking is when you get your dick sucked, dude.
What?
Yes.
No, that's head, dumbass.
Necking is the same thing. Like, I got that neck.
No, that's brain.
Do you not listen to rap songs?
Okay, necking.
I don't listen to rap songs.
Necking, according to like 1920s. Necking is like teenagers in a car making out, but they're just keeping it above the clothes, and you suck on each other's necks and make out a bunch.
Really?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
That's necking.
Huh.
It's real. I mean, brain is getting head.
Same with necking.
Head is head.
I'm telling you, like, where's the fucking, god damn it.
The intern? Where's the intern? He's, yeah. We're not going to talk about the intern.
But 21.
Yeah, 21. Mm, well, it was actually like a month before my 21st birthday.
Okay, so you're 20.
I was basically, yeah. It was a while. I waited a long time.
Why is that? You just wanted to, or you're just like trying to find the right guy, or you just had values, or what?
Well, Jack, if you would like to know, I was captain of the bowling team in high school, and I also played the violin, so I didn't necessarily get out much.
She was a nerd.
You're the captain of the fucking what?
The bowling team.
You can bowl?
Yeah, I went to college on a D1 bowling scholarship.
What the fuck?
Alexa and I have been friends for many years.
Whoa, shut the fuck up.
I learned little weird tidbits about her over the, like, we knew each other for 2 years before I found this out. And I was like, wait,
are you
what?
Serious?
And then probably 4 years into our friendship, she's like, oh yeah, I play violin. And I'm like, who the fuck are you?
And I was the captain of the bowling team.
Yeah,
like,
and she can sing and has like songs recorded that are on SoundCloud.
Yeah, I have like a past life.
Yeah. Alexa. By the way, Jack, Urban Dictionary says that necking.
Urban Dictionary?
I'm sorry. Fuck off. Okay. This All is right. the best I can do. Necking is to caress and kiss the neck passionately during makeout. Often the neckie will end up with love bites.
Hmm.
Motherfucking necking.
Well, on a penis. Do you have a neck too? And then you have the head.
But you wouldn't want necking. Anyone to love bite your penis.
Yeah, I would.
Okay, personally, yeah, I don't on the person.
A bite?
Like a teeth grazing?
Oh, like, no.
I didn't say a graze. I said a bite.
A little bit of teeth. A little bit of teeth.
A bite.
You were really the captain of a bowling team?
Yes. And you know what's funny
sorry,
is I was
can't get over this.
I was scared to do anything with a boy because one of the other girls on my bowling team told me that she would suck her boyfriend's dick and get his pubes stuck in her teeth. And I was like, I don't want to do that.
On the bowling team?
Yeah, so I was scared.
What the fuck? Could you ever bowl a 300?
No, but close.
Do you have a bowling ball?
Yeah.
At home.
Are you really good at bowling?
I actually have two in my trunk right now.
D1 scholarship.
D1 scholarship for bowling. Holy shit.
I say this like I know.
Dude, if you were in Nebraska right now, you would be like the fucking top.
Dude, you know what I was saying yesterday? There was PBA on the TV, and I was like, damn, if I followed through with that, nice. And went through and like did professional bowling, like I would be so famous because there's no.
Can you get into it now?
Yeah, I could start bowling again for sure.
What if?
I have a mean spin, dude. I can throw a fucking mean bowling ball.
Do you want to go bowling?
Can we all go bowling?
I used to work at a bowling alley.
Start you a TikTok.
I used to work in a bowling alley.
You could get famous for bowling as a hot girl. Think about that fucking golf bitch. The one chick who's like, I don't know her name. I know nothing about her. She's blonde. She's tits.
Oh, for the bowling community too? You know how much bowling communities are in the Midwest?
Bitch is making so much money.
Holy shit.
Just for being hot and being good at golf, because she's really good at it. But she dresses like a whore. And then they hate her for it, but she has an OnlyFans and she's making like millions.
Dude. I was literally just saying this like the other night.
See, I was telling my Mexican boyfriend because he's like, how do I make money like you do on the internet? And I was like, what are you good at?
Gay for pay.
What do you love? Like, what do you know? But I'm like, what are you good at? What do you like? And he's like, I'm an acrobat and a climber. And I'm like, okay, well, then you need to fucking go out there and do this, but like do it as a hot guy. You're fucking hot. So I was like,
he is hot.
be your hot ass dimples and climb around and be hilarious and do it.
Yeah.
And you'll fucking gain. I was like, but if you're consistent and you do it, you're going to gain followers.
Right.
Especially if this is a niche thing. I go to pull up the TikTok. Let's search right now. We couldn't find anyone doing this shit that we were talking about. And so I'm like, just go. I mean,
I've never seen a hot bowler.
Yeah.
And like talking shit too. Because you got that sass to you, you know?
And you're all pierced up and tatted.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You'd be like, well, that wasn't a fucking strike. And like, be like, I crossed the line one time. Be like, you need to fuck cross the line. That doesn't fair.
I don't need another job, but can I manage you?
Yeah.
Winnie, back up, dude. This one's mine.
Fuck off, Jay. You don't even know how to make someone famous. Make yourself famous. You got like 300 followers on Instagram.
Whoa! Shots fired, Nug.
Burn!
And dude, honestly, 100, 150 of them are from you.
I know.
Because you're like, yeah, go follow. Why isn't anyone following Jack? I don't understand. Like, dude, the podcast has more followers than I fucking do.
It really does.
And I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Sorry. You're like, I don't understand why I have no followers, then you never post anything.
He's starting to. You did a bunch of weird shit last night that he had to delete.
I have to wait.
Right.
I have to wait until I really want to put. I could post military content if I wanted to.
No one,
except the military community. And that's only 1% of America. Right? Wow.
Wow. Let's talk about me for a second. Alexa, what's the highlight of being friends with me? How's that going? How's being friends with me?
That's a little wild ride.
It's weird.
That's what I've experienced last year.
Well,
let's hear it.
The highlight?
A highlight and low. Give me the high and the low.
That's actually a hard question.
Uh-huh. There's so much love there. She can't filter through it.
Well, like, should I be real?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Ew.
Ew.
Fuck you, you and about, yes, dude.
Tell me.
Say it, dude.
Well, you're a really good friend.
Oh, thank you.
Even when I think you're being mean to me.
Aw.
Like, I know you're doing it out of love.
Damn right.
Like,
I'll never lie to you.
So it's not, I'm like, oh, sometimes she's being mean. I'm like, you're just being annoying at that point. I'm like, it's annoying that you don't tell me what I want to hear sometimes, but it's not that you're necessarily being mean. So I'm just like, that's not you being a bad friend. It's you being a good friend.
I like that.
You know?
I guess I would.
And I feel like that's real friendship. You know?
You hear that, folks?
Yeah.
The best friends tell you what you need to hear instead
honestly,
of what you
I
want
to hear. Honestly,
I wanted
her to say this on camera.
Yeah. And you got filmed,
but
dude.
That doesn't mean that, like I said earlier, like sometimes I just want to bitch and complain. And I want you to be like, hell yeah, sister. Like, fuck
that
guy. That's
why I've started asking, do you want a vent or do you want advice? Because I have to realize who I'm talking to in that moment. And I'm stopping my immediate advice to respect what you're looking for.
Right.
Because
but I
know it can upset you.
But I think everyone wants a different thing sometimes. Like sometimes everyone just wants to complain.
Right. And sometimes when you do it, I just like come in with the advice and I realize, oh, she's just trying to bitch. So now I know.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm working on it.
So yeah.
What's the low? Those were kind of both.
Yeah.
I think so too. Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't really say anything negative about it. I think that I think of our relationship, it's mostly, I wouldn't say that there's anything really negative about it.
Good.
It's more of like a, like, even when we like have our little, like, whatever, it's like the same way. It's like the same way I fight with my sister.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, you're so annoying. And then like 10 minutes later, I'm like, hey, like,
hey.
Excuse me.
Yeah. It's different. You know, it's like, we're close. So it's,
I really love how much we can giggle together. I feel like I laugh with you more than anyone in the world.
It's like two giggle monkeys.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
I just want to say I'm super appreciative of our friendship because I have a very good time laughing with you all the time. And you're pretty much down for whatever bullshit I throw at you. And you adapt well to the shit I put in front of you. Like, a lot of the times it's like completely out of your comfort zone and you're just like, okay, here
I'm
we
like,
go.
All right, we're doing this.
Yeah.
You guys gonna hug it out now?
No, I just want to have a moment.
Yeah.
That's all.
Nice.
This is, I mean,
it's your first moment on the podcast with someone who's a guest. That's cool.
You know, I was thinking about it before she came on today and I was like, I think Alex is my best friend right now, you know, and one of my, we've been friends for a really long time. And I feel like of all the people in my life, I'm probably the closest with, like, you two actually are my best friends at this moment.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit, I'm best friends with Jack and Alexa.
I know. And you know, what's funny is if I didn't go through all of that, like a few years ago, like we got really close during, like, I was in like the worst place, like fucking ever. And like, we got really close during that.
Yeah. I was fired from my job and you were going through hell and we just bonded over hot girl walks.
Oh yeah. You know what we call that in the military?
What?
Trauma bonding.
Yeah. Oh, we call that the same
you
everywhere.
Guys, trauma bond. Dude.
Yeah. For
trauma
sure.
Bonding
for
is
sure.
The
for
best
sure.
Bonding in the fucking
big
world.
Time.
I'll tell you what, dude. Yeah. I love trauma bonding.
It's cool. It's just really cool the way, like, you don't expect something to turn out the way it did. In fact, like, same with me and you, Jack. I was like, yeah, let's do this podcast. I didn't really even know you when we started this thing.
No.
And now look at us.
I came over to take a picture of your feet.
Now look at us. I have multiple messages from you last night being like, I wish you were here. Where are you? Why aren't I with you?
Well, I even came over on Christmas. I was like, I wonder what Whit's doing. I better go check on her.
Dude.
And then we watched that fucking comedy special.
You watched it.
Dude, we were laughing our asses off. And then the next thing you know, you're just like...
I woke up to you tucking me in.
Yeah, because I was like,
wait, that's so cute.
No, I was like, I woke up and he was like tucking me in, and I'm like, what's happening? He's like, you've been asleep for an hour.
Yeah. Jack, you're sweet.
I ate many edibles.
Well, of course I am.
That's it was cute. Like, he was like,
it's my friend, dude.
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, dude, she was in cold, and I was like, all right, dude, I'm a little drunk, going back to the bar. You know, I just want to come and say hi. We watch a comedy
that's
special.
So cute.
It was fun.
Yeah, I got to tuck her in, dude.
Oh my God. Do you remember that one time I came over and I was like, tripping my balls off, and I was like, I'm not okay. And you like had people over, and you were like, bro, it's fine. And you just tucked me in on the floor.
You were tripping your balls off?
No,
she was tripping balls on mushrooms.
Yeah, I was.
How did you eat?
I don't know, but I was also hammered, and I came over. I was like, I'm not okay. Can I come over? And she was like, yeah, for sure. And I slept on the floor. I literally slept on the floor like this. She tucked me in.
I filmed a threesome.
Yeah, and I was sleeping on the
room
floor
while she was asleep on my living room floor.
Oh my God. Is this Tony Hayes? Yes. Hands by Tony with Tony Hayes? We talked about that, yeah.
Oh my God. So Alexa's like all fucked up, and it was just this mess, and I was like, all right, go to bed. And then me and Tony and this girl have this threesome in my room. And then I was like, I don't even want to be a part of this. So I snuck out. Now I'm sleeping on the couch. Alexa's on the floor. And then I don't know where Tony went, but this girl was the only one sleeping in my bed in my fur coat. And I was like, this bitch is asleep in my bed in a fur coat. And the next morning when I woke up, everyone's still sleeping. And I left and went and got breakfast. I had like a hinge date.
But I'm pretty sure I was still asleep on the floor when you got back.
You were.
Fuck, who has a hinge date on breakfast? What the fuck?
I don't know. I woke up drunk. You know when you wake up drunk and then like Hinge is like, oh, do you want to go for breakfast?
No, I
was like,
I don't know that feeling. I never woke up drunk and be like, hey, you want to go to breakfast on a hinge date?
I don't even know why I scrolled on Hinge that morning, but I did at 9 a.m. and went to breakfast and like almost threw up on the table. And I came back and Alexa's like, oh. And I was like, bro, I made a threesome last night. Like, I made a porn.
While I was dead asleep on
like,
the floor.
You were in the other room. The door was open. The door was open. Like, it was like, I had lights on and shit. We had the whole thing staged. And she was just
I was done. I was cooked.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, if she had woken up, she would have been like, whatever.
Yeah.
At that point, I was pretty heavy into the OnlyFans, so she was pretty used to my bullshit. But
yeah, for sure.
It was really funny. Oh. It was really funny. In fact, thank God you came over that night, because it was just one of those, everything was so awkward.
Like, with the threesome? Yeah, he was talking about
Tony and I both, I didn't know he didn't like the girl, and he didn't know I didn't like the girl. And so we were both like kind of going through the motions, and the whole thing was awkward as fuck. And then Alexa showed up, thank God. And then we had to go in the room.
Less awkward.
That was the whole thing. It was slightly.
Like, here's my friend, she's on shrooms.
I had more of a laugh with her. And then when Alexa fell asleep, I was like, okay, we're doing this.
Yeah.
And I got in there and I was like, okay, I'm out.
I need my need up.
This is not for me.
Gotta go.
Have you ever had a threesome?
No.
Okay.
And I don't think I would like it.
Have you? Wait, no, I know the answer to that. I'm not going to answer.
Why not?
What's the question?
I was going to ask if you ever hooked up with a girl.
Oh, yeah.
Once.
Yeah.
Did you like it? It's not me.
That's how I know the answer. Clarification.
We don't hook up. We made out once and it was like, a million years ago.
Oh my God. Yeah. And what's his face was so mad about it.
Yes.
Wait, why?
Because I had a boyfriend at the time.
Yeah. Why'd he be mad about that shit?
He was just.
I'd be like, go.
Because have you met me, Jack?
He was mad about everything.
Go ahead, dude. Hell yeah.
Miss Cecilia, girl. Like he was probably like, oh shit. Don't make out with her.
I'm down there, Cardi.
Yeah, no, but I did one time and I did not. It's not that I didn't like it. I just like knew that it wasn't my thing.
You were a pillow princess too, right?
Oh,
like,
for
you
sure.
did not.
Oh yeah, yeah. For sure.
And it's a pillow princess.
You don't eat the pussy. You take the eating.
Yeah. And I was like, at the end of it, I was like, I don't think that this is for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is good. Cause now I know.
I totally agree. I for me, when it comes down to women, like I fuck around a bit.
This is so funny, dude.
Like, I like some women, but I don't like all the women.
Jack, have you ever sucked a dick?
No. And I never had my dick sucked by a guy. So this is like, I tried it out, but it just wasn't for me. And that's like normal for y'all. Like us were like, dude, what happened, bro?
I think that all women have at least one gay experience. It doesn't have to go as far as like getting eaten out, but it's at least making out.
No.
Or showing your tits or something.
Yeah. We don't. No. I've never kissed
really?
A dude.
In the Navy?
What the fuck? You just think we're all
but what
like,
if you went
birdie?
To prison?
Yeah, right? You're in your fucking showers
together. If I went
together?
To prison, dude, I'd be so fucked.
Like,
look at me.
But would you? If you're in prison?
I'm sorry. First of all, you're kind of cute-ish. Like, for you.
In prison, though?
People think Jack's cute.
I know.
I think Jack looks like my brother.
That's awesome.
But not like my brother. It's just like a brother.
I get some DMs. I get some DMs nowadays. I'm like, hey, dude. this is pretty cool. I don't know what am I supposed to say.
The backwards hat is working for you.
Is it really?
You look better than I do.
I feel like
right
the backwards
now.
Hat works for a lot of guys.
I look like a train wreck today, and you're looking actually pretty good, Jack.
Thank you.
This is a look. I'm
trying
I'm
to stuff
it.
Up, dude.
Yeah, I didn't. I
had fried chicken and then was like, "Oh, let's go." I'm gonna
you're fried chicken.
Dab the
hat.
Oil off my face with my sleeve.
Baggy green sweatshirt.
Whatever.
Looks like you got from like Rudy movie.
What's wrong with a baggy sweatshirt?
No, they're all nice.
It says be happy. It's okay.
Jack.
Okay, so you have never sucked a dick.
No, why would I? No, no.
You've never let a guy suck your dick.
Really? What about a
that
lady
I
boy?
Know of? No.
Wow.
I went to Thailand a couple times, so I don't know.
How boring.
He's saying maybe.
I mean,
there was a chance.
I would. I mean, I've already done all the things, but I'm not a man. If I was a man, I know I would be like,
yeah, I'm not into men, dude. Like, I don't find those attractive. I don't find men. I mean, I find men attractive. Like, oh, man, it's a good looking dude. Like, look at his bi-legged arms. Like, wow, I wish I had that. But I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm sexually attracted to him. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I think women are beautiful.
But I think women are beautiful also.
I do too, but like I don't
I think women are the most beautiful creatures on the world.
What?
In the world, yes.
Women are way hotter than men, dude.
Of course. And that's why I look at women sometimes, I'm like, wow, that's a really cute girl. And I'll stare at them like, wow.
Am I a dick? Because I think men are so
really? I think like, have you ever seen that thing? And it's like every girl's like at least a little bit pretty and every guy's at least a little bit ugly.
I like worship men though. I really do.
I mean, obviously, I like men and I think men are attractive, but I can like appreciate a very attractive woman.
Yeah.
I can too, but when it comes to men and women, I think men are just, I'm not saying they're the superior sex or anything like that because women are smarter. Shut up. But when it comes to my attraction levels and like what I'm into, like I would worship a man. Hands down, every day.
I would worship a woman too. Shit.
100%. But women, I'm like, yeah, I'll fuck you.
See, like, I wouldn't.
Whatever.
Yeah.
What do you mean you wouldn't? Like, you wouldn't worship a man? Like, you, like,
you
truly
wouldn't worship
him?
A woman.
Or you wouldn't worship, right. You want to worship a woman.
Well, also, like, I just am, I don't know.
She's just not gay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not gay either.
Yeah, we got that. I'm just asking. But she had her moment of
trial. We don't have moments, though. I'm
right,
like, hey, you want to suck
moment.
My dick real quick and see if
I
like it?
When you were a kid, you never did, like, circle jerk or anything?
No.
No?
Fuck no. I was playing doctor with a girl across the street when I was like in sixth grade.
I don't know. I just thought all boys did that.
No, what?
I don't know what boys do.
What, do you think we're going to jerk around in a fucking circle and like look at each other? No. What the fuck?
Do you ever hear boys talk to each other sometimes and you're like, that's what boys talk about? Yeah, I'm sure guys think that about us
too.
What
do you think we talk about?
I don't know what you guys talk about. Fortnite?
What the fuck is no? We
don't know.
Fortnite's a game.
The boys love the video games.
I know. I don't play video games as much as I used to anymore.
Hmm.
And if I do play video games like fantasy, like fucking Dungeons and Dragons and like Diablo 4 and a little bit of Call of Duty because I like that shit.
I'm just saying, I think when boys are alone and when girls are alone, they talk about very
different
things.
We talk about sports, how to make money, how to bet, and if that girl was hot and you think she's into me.
Do you talk about deep... Do you go deep cuts on like what the sex was like with people, with your boys?
Oh yeah,
like you'd be like, oh, I was fucking this girl.
I was like, dude, that girl could fucking go, man.
Okay, because I feel like
she was
we,
like one
we
of the fucking PBA
detail.
Bull riders riding my
like,
dick. Yeah,
if you have had sex with me, my friends know everything.
And
about
then sometimes
it.
We diss on it. We're like
everything.
Well, sometimes yeah,
it.
Yeah. It's like sometimes we're like, dude, the girl just
most
laid
things.
There. Just laid there and did
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, no one likes. A
and
starfish.
I was like, what? Well, come on, man, help me out. No, do something no crazy.
One. Yeah, no one likes to start.
And then you're like, oh, yeah, let me try this.
Yeah, but I feel like we go into way more detail.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, please. Oh, please explain.
I'm just saying, like,
this.
If I've, like, I mean, Alexa was with me
what
in
do you
Mexico.
Mean detail? Like,
meaning, like, I told her all.
Like the
I mean,
shape of the dick.
Honestly, I'm pretty sure I had you watch the porn that him and I made.
I did see a little bit of it.
Yeah, okay. So, like, I'm that type of person. I'm like, hey, do you want to watch me have sex with this guy?
And I'm like, sure.
And? You're like judgmenting. I'm like,
that's
oh,
what I'm saying. Like,
no, it's just hot. Look at
the
like,
we know like everything. Like, if I hook up with a guy, I'm like, she knows the whole thing. She might as well have been there.
Yeah. You don't think the boys know either?
Well, I don't know.
Saying.
That's why
you
I'm asking.
Me,
yeah, we talk about all that
okay,
shit.
So you do
like,
say
yo, man,
it.
Her nipple is kind of like weird off in this way because it was fake, and this one was going like that way. Looking
it seems
like
you're giving us multiple answers to the same question.
No.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
So you do talk about it all.
Yes.
Okay. Was we talk about it all? And if I have video,
do you guys
on
like
it,
make fun of the dick
watch.
Size? I want to ask.
Yes,
like
yes, we do. 100%. I fucked a guy once who had like crooked dick.
Oh, like one of those?
It was like, I mean, he had had a hernia and I don't know, whatever.
In his wiener?
Well, the hernia was like in his abdomen, but it caused his wiener to be up crooked. And
what, when he was like 10?
No, he I'm not going to say much, but he was a professional athlete and this is how it happened. But he and I had a lot of mutual friends. And after he slept with me, everyone in our friend group knew he had a crooked dick. So I'm not a closed mouth person.
Like, is that a bad or good thing, though?
I just say everything. It was cool if I was on my side.
I feel that.
It wasn't very cool any other way. I was like, I don't want to ride this thing. Jesus. It was a lot.
Just honestly relatable.
Yeah, so yeah, us women, we talk about it all.
Yeah.
There's not much. We do the same as many men. Secrets.
We're the same as men. Like, hey, man, I think there was something up there. She kind of smelled. Know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know,
whoa.
But her mouth was awesome. She doesn't give good head, blah, 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 top all that stuff. And her butthole smelled.
Oh, God. See, that's, I will say this. If a guy stinks, like, I'm not going to even let him eat me out.
Why not?
Because I'm turned off by the fact that he stinks.
Like his breath smells?
Or no, if he, like his area, if he stinks, like.
Have you ever had stink dick?
I don't
personally, no. Dick.
No, I'm saying, like, have you. Like you went home and you like you dropped his pants. You're like, what the fuck?
Oh, I've been there.
No, not really.
It's all nice, clean, shaved.
Most guys, it's different. Men and women is different. Women have more to deal with, I think.
Completely.
So
you guys have a lot to manage down there.
We do.
I actually feel bad sometimes.
It is what it is.
Gotta wash it up.
But I feel bad.
Like put like a fucking a tampon in there.
Wait, what?
Ooh, and you bleed from it and don't die for like 7 days.
You know, it's just a lining being dropped, right? Like it's not,
what do you mean?
We're not bleeding.
Like your uterus, like your body thinks you're going to have a baby. So it forms a lining.
It collects.
And then
all
when you don't get pregnant
to protect and
sheds.
Yep. It pads itself.
You learn something new every day.
When you ovulate and you don't get pregnant, what happens is your body sheds the lining.
Right.
Yep.
That
all the
it
eggs.
Would use.
No,
to,
it's one egg a month.
No, actually, it's not.
Yes.
No.
Most of the time.
Okay. But what? Okay. So I was an egg donor for 9 times consecutively. Okay, so this is the deal. So what happens is your body produces. What it does is it matures one egg. So
right, that's what I'm saying.
There will be 12 eggs, but it will only, and the eggs will get shed, but only works on maturing one. So as a donor, when I did the injections and all the hormones, my body matured all of the eggs as opposed to just one. So, but those eggs are gone in each period. So like you don't have a finite number of eggs. Or if you do, it doesn't matter. You're going to shed so many eggs per period every time, even if you only matured one. You're still shedding 12 others. So what your period is not, it's not like you're actually bleeding. You're just shedding.
Like a snake?
Yeah, only it's blood. You're shedding a blood lining, an internal blood lining.
Dude, you know what I've realized? I don't know if you've seen them, but there's videos online where this girl goes around and she's like, how many tampons do you think a girl uses per period? Oh, and gosh. Like, guys are so clueless. Like, they actually have no idea about the female anatomy, like,
I would say...
at all.
Okay, well, I don't even know the answer. So it's like, it's like what, 4 a day?
4 a day?
I don't know. I don't get a period. I haven't had a period since I was like 13.
I mean, it depends. It depends on the person.
Like a logical guess.
Yeah, well, my guess is 4 a day.
But some guys guess like,
so 20. I'd say 20.
2?
That's too much. 20 is too much. It's like 13.
2 a day?
It depends on the person, I feel like.
Yeah.
But some guys guess like 1. And I'm like.
For the whole period?
Yeah.
Okay, stupid. You can't actually.
Yes.
You'll get, what is it called? Toxic
shock. TSS, toxic shock syndrome.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, you can't keep things in your pussy for too long.
No,
you get toxic shock syndrome.
Well, especially, girl's fun. You know, tampons just have a lot of chemicals in them, blah, 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 whatever.
So many jokes. So many jokes. I'm like, just walk around with something shoved in there and then you die.
Oh, why is, I don't know. Sorry. How did they like do it back in the day? Just let it go out.
Oh my God. They wore like
pads,
cloth, loincloths.
I had
like diapers.
Way back in the day.
Yeah.
They wore these cloths that were like tied around their waist in a, you know, it was kind of like a U-shaped cloth and then tied around the waist to collect the blood. Can you imagine in the fucking like 1500s and shit, you're just getting attacked by dogs and bears?
No.
And you're having a period at the same time.
Well, because you're having your period, you're fucking attracting these animals. They'd be like,
I don't think other animals are attracted to your period. What? We are going to have a really good segment about this one day.
Have you not?
No, I am not. Well, I'm really
of
intrigued.
Of course animals would be attracted to your period.
What animals would be attracted to your period.
Okay, I don't get my period.
Do you ever go to like your, well, when you got your period, do you ever go to like a friend's house and like their dog is just like straight into your crotch and you're like, thank you for that?
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Literally how men know.
And you're just like, hi, it's so good to see you. It's so nice to meet you.
Like, hi, thank you.
So-and-so. Who's this? Oh, this is Chocolate.
You want to know something crazy?
The dog is like trying to put his whole nose inside you. It's disgusting.
So when I was in the aircraft, when I was deployed, we used to have to do these checks on what's called a FLIR. It's yeah, it's basically like we can see like thermal red too. So you can like do like different versions of it, like night vision and thermal vision. So we'd be like,
no.
We'd be on the flight deck, like looking.
You can see who's on their period?
Yeah, and we would zoom in on it. Oh, yeah. Because you can zoom in up to 2 miles on these things.
That's a lot.
Oh, yeah. It's military
technology. Can you see if people are horny?
Oh, yeah. We can see boners. We can see like you can literally just see the thermal, farts, everything. It was crazy.
Wait, so if you can just see thermal, if you have a boner, it's hotter than normal?
Well, yeah. It's going to be like really hot, but it's going to be like a long...
Oh!
Yeah. And some days we would have like windy days up there, so your whole body would be cloaked. Yeah, but... How do you think boners happen?
I don't know. I'm not. See, the same way you don't know that we work. We don't know that you work.
The blood that comes down.
Out of all these.
Yeah.
I look ridiculous. Did you see that face I just made? It was like...
Yeah.
That's what it was like. It wasn't good.
So if you're ever on an aircraft carrier...
You can't even do it.
And if you can go with the thermal technology on the FLIR, go for it and look at the girls. We did it all the time. And we would
I'm sorry. Did you say if we're ever on an aircraft carrier with thermal technology goggles
I'm
on?
I'm talking to the audience.
Oh, right. Because if you guys are ever...
Yeah.
Doing that
with Jack specifically.
Well, now they know.
Honestly, I want to do that.
Yeah, you can lock in on it too.
Can we do that before you retire?
Yeah.
Can you like organize some kind of a tour?
Yeah, I can do that for sure.
Really?
I would like to.
Are you serious? You're a huge fan of my old squadron. Everyone fucking knows you. They're like, dude, we love your fucking bark.
Like to go on a tour.
Yeah,
I can. Whatever you will tour me on, boat.
Can I come?
Information.
You want to go?
Yeah.
I want to try out some equipment.
Yeah, for sure. But you have to, oh, fuck.
What do I have to do?
It's going
to
be like,
I'll do whatever you want me to do.
It's going
to
be like propaganda. Well, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
We can't film anything. It just has to be us.
I still want
to
do it.
Same.
All right.
I still want to do it.
Then, yeah, I can organize something for y'all.
Okay. Yeah. I'll lock my phone up if you need to.
Are you serious? Yeah. No, you have to leave your phone in the car. We have to lock it up.
100%. Fine. Yeah, done.
For sure.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm fucking down. Cool. I'll take you what I used to do. You'd be like, oh my God.
On that note, Alexa, thanks for being here. Hey, I want to be like, what's your Instagram? But you're
I know, it's about to change.
So tell us the new one that it's going to be.
It's going to be Hey Alexa with 2 underscores.
Yeah.
But like Hey Alexa 2 underscores?
Yeah.
So, Hey Alexa 2 underscores.
No, Hey 2 underscores Alexa.
That's important information.
In the middle.
Hey _ Alexa.
Yeah.
And okay. I'm Jack _MFD with 300 followers.
Yeah, follow this motherfucker. And I'm Whitney.bluesx. You all follow me. I hit 28,000.
Put in the
today.
Outro every time, god damn it. Thanks for being on, Alexa.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Enjoy calling
again.
Out of work right now.
Oh yeah. Okay. Bye guys. Today's episode is brought to you by quantumvibeco.com with our promo code
Sailor69.
You're going to get 10% off your first order. And these are magic mushrooms. Don't forget, guys, it's quantumvibeco.com.
And don't forget that promo code of Sailor69.
Get weird. Thank you for listening. And if you liked what you heard, make sure to like and follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.
We're the Sailor and the Sex Worker podcast. And remember, stay safe.
And wrap it up.